It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Here's another really great question, and it's, how would you encourage other business owners to harness the power of data and analytics in their business decision-making? Now, let me tell y'all something. Let me back up. Let me tell y'all something. Data is the name of the game. Data is the name of the game. If you understand data and you understand how important data is and how to acquire data and how to use data for distribution and how to use data for promotion, if you understand data at its core, I don't care what business you run, data is the most important thing. When you are talking to investors, what's the first question they're asking you around data? Customer acquisition cost, right? What's your lead cost? What's your cost per click? Why are they asking you these questions? Because they need to understand the data a little bit more. When you get into marketing, why is it so important to understand data? When you get into distribution, why is it so important to understand data? The name of the game is data, and I preach this to business owners all the time. But you know what they tell me? I'm a creative person. I don't really like the numbers. You know, I'm creative. I don't like the numbers. And you could be creative and also like the numbers. Data is really, really important. Like, I don't know if I've been able to scale as quickly as I have without understanding the data. So you really have to understand, where am I collecting my data? So let me give you an example. The first point that you should be collecting your data is on your website. You have people coming on your website, and when they visit your website, that's a data point, and that's called website visitors. When they click on the product in order to take it to checkout, that's another data point. It's called checkouts initiated. When they click on that, when they click to go to the next point and they purchase, that's another data point, right? That data point is called purchasers. And so you have to understand that data is really, really, really important in your business. You have to understand the data at the end of the day. And then you have to leverage the data. And I know so many business owners who just sit on data. One, they don't integrate. They don't integrate with the Google Analytics, the Facebook pixels, you know, the pixels that need to be integrated on their website. And if they do, they sit on this data that they're collecting. They invest a lot of money. They're sitting on this data, but then they don't know how to analyze and interpret the data. That's the second part. The first part is collecting the data and knowing your data points. The second part is analyzing the data to inform you on how to make better business decisions, to inform you on how to decrease costs around customer acquisitions, to inform you on how to scale a lot quicker is by understanding and interpreting, analyzing the data. So once you could analyze the data, so first collect the data, analyze the data, and the third part is when you're analyzing, you have to be able to tell a story from the what you've analyzed. So it's not just good to know that in your when you're analyzing that 1,000 people visited and then 300 people initiated the checkout. You have to be able to tell a story from the data. And so the story is, wow, 1,000 new unique visitors visited my website after I posted this specific piece of content. And out of 1,000 people that visited, about 800 of them clicked and learned more about the product. And out of 800 of them, about 300 decided to watch the video that was beneath the product. And out of 300 of them, 100 of them decided to add the product to cart. And out of 100 of them, 50 decided to buy. But what happened to the 950 out of the 1,000? Where in the journey did they stop? And how do I get some of them to move further down in order to become purchasers? So once you make a story of the data, now you have to go in there and you have to create strategy around the data. Okay, so 950 people, what am I gonna exactly do in order to get them to convert? Okay, what's the options on the table? Okay, I collected 300 of them, filled out my pop-up, and they gave me their information. So I'm gonna create an email campaign and I'm gonna email them. Or 100 of them sign up for my text message sequence. Well, I'm gonna send a text message in order to convert them. And so what's the strategy around the data? And then the final piece is the execution around the data. We need to execute our strategy. And then we need to repeat everything again. We need to do it consistently. We need to be doing this once a week. We need to be doing this every day. We need to find ways to systemize this so we're moving a lot quicker and making better decisions. We can't just look at the data every quarter, every year, right? If you're really serious about your business and you want to scale your business, you have to look at the data almost every day. But that's a really great question. I really encourage other entrepreneurs, business owners, to really understand and harness the power of data and analytics in their business decision making. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.